Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie, and today we're going to do a special update for Wednesday, September 16th. It's based on the data for Tuesday, the previous day. And as you can see from my three files that I have up there, I didn't notice that the trend closed at 1.74, which was a bullish number for yesterday, because I didn't get around to reducing the data until late in the evening. But it is turned out to be a very bullish number right now, which you're going to see play out on Wednesday, maybe Thursday, Friday, and it has bearing with our it does bear on that that red T that I have in Sunday's update, which projects you'll be rising up into I guess maybe the end of the third week of September, where there is likely to be some kind of a top. But we have a sufficiently bullish set of T's that it could be a fast run, and this 1.74 reading here is generally positive enough to make you think that they're going to try and get something in the order of short covering or a breakout on the chart through the overhead resistance and so forth. And it'll be interesting to see how things are going. The other reason for me putting this comment on is that I have a couple of questions relative to the arms ratio, or trend as it's also called. And I would point out that the way you interpreted it is not really correct as defined by the standard definition. And I wanted to describe that in general reference of how you have to be careful about where you're getting your information and the philosophy that's associated with it and so forth. So let's first take a look at the arms trend definition, and there's a little thing that I grabbed from the Wall Street Journal site, and it says primary market NSYE. Okay, now, and then they have the little cross there. Compares the ratio of advancing to declining issues with the ratio of volume shares rising and falling. Arms ratio, invented by Richard Arms, but known on computers as trend, which is Trader's Index. And it gives you the ratio there. And then it says, generally, an arms of less than 1 indicates buying demand. Above 1.0 indicates selling pressure. Okay, so if you look at the number and it's 1.74, and you say if it's above a 1 selling pressure, 1.74 is a significant number. So the selling pressure, so why am I getting interested in buying anything? Well, that's the interesting thing. You have to understand that the arms ratio is really a development of the brokerage industry, and the brokerage industry, unlike the independent investor, basically subsists on a business model of transactions, which what you would mean is commissions. So when they see volume numbers that are running slack, they think that that's a bad sign, because they only make their money on high volume, and if you get high volume, usually you get an arms ratio of less than 1, which makes it bullish. And they say an arms ratio of less than 1.0 is buying demand. So what they're saying is there's no buying demand out there, which is exactly the wrong conclusion, because there is obviously there's a lot going to be seen that there's a lot of buying demand. You have to understand that the brokers are transaction oriented, and they don't really care about market direction. For example, in 2008, they'll be happy looking for high volume on the decline, because that gives them the opportunity to tell people that bought the stuff they recommended in 07 to sell it into 08, because the environment has changed, and they can make a commission off that. Then when you come around in March and you start heading up, the brokers will be happy to say that you should sell a defensive things that they sold you in 08 to buy something, because we have a new trend going up in 09. And in that way, they just maximize the volume, and their basic conclusion, which they won't say to anybody, but what they think when they're working out their business model, is they don't really care whether the market goes up and down. As long as you get a lot of volume, then they get a lot of business, and they make a lot of money. Now, another business model you have to be careful of, but it's the one that Dow Jones uses. Dow Jones's philosophy is every day there's going to be new news, The old days news is worthless, okay? There's going to be a new development. So we just want to get a couple pennies from everybody and have them read the new news for each day, and we'll come out fine on the end. So they view the market as trending in news, which is, and they think the news is the most important. The brokerage community thinks that the volume is the most important thing. But as an independent investor, I can tell you, only the direction of the advanced decline line is going to make profits from you, for you. For example, if you are in an uptrend, as we are now with the advanced decline line rising higher, you may be sure that you're in a bullish trend. If you're not making money, you own the wrong stuff, and you have to go back and figure that out, but you don't have to become bearish on it. Also, the tricky part, of course, is when you're coming around a bottom and you're trying to figure out whether the trend was bearish, but it's going to become bullish, you have to focus on the advanced decline line to some extent and other things as well. But it's basically you got to reduce yourself down to the fact that as an individual investor, the direction of the advanced decline line is more important than the volume. So, for example, if you look at the data for Tuesday, which I put in a separate link, which is the middle link there. And the reason I did that was because some people won't be checking in until Sunday, and then they're going to have to figure out how to get where was the data that you're talking about. So if we go to that middle link there, it says download the Wall Street Journal for the 15th. You can see the raw number is that the trend, which is down at the bottom there, is 1.74. They're interpreting that as there's not a lot of buying interest relative to volume. But if you look at the numbers, advances 21.64, declines 88.3. That's a strong day because it's better than 2-1 on the upside. What's happened, you can see when you look at the start looking at the advancing volume versus the declining volume, which is going to go into the ratio, is that there really wasn't that much of a consensus as to whether they wanted to really do anything positive, because the 865 million shares is really on the 21.64 issues, so they can't get excited about that. But if you believe that the trend is bullish because the advances are minus the declines are in general uptrend, then that's not a problem. That's just because they haven't figured it out yet. So you have the market is mispositioning itself, probably because it's coming from the Bernanke. He says the recession is over and nobody wants to jump in at that time, but they're all going to jump in today and tomorrow. If you see that number in that circumstance, where you have a positive, very positive breadth figures, and you have a high trend level, that means that you have an opportunity to, you could even buy or hold what you had on the previous day, because they're going to take it up right away. 1.2, that's not that much of a deal. And if the breadth figures are not, you know, really two to one on the upside, that you can't get too pushy on that one. But these numbers here are actually about as good as you're going to be able to get. Now, if we go back for the decline that we saw the last 2 weeks, we had a trend that was over 3, okay? But that was the end of a decline, and when you have that is a significant number, considering that you're in a T, so you're supposed to be going up here anyway. And so that's a good low, but you always have the problem of whether or not there's some more selling to come in to make the numbers even better. Because you're in a downtrend in the market, a high trend level could mean you're turning, but maybe you haven't quite turned yet. On the other hand, when you're in an uptrend and you hit a high trend number, the effect is immediate. Okay, so you don't have to wait. Okay, so that means that you could have bought yesterday or held yesterday because you could see what this is going to do. I did just point out for the sake of symmetry that it is possible in the correction we would see after mid-October to see the market going down in a clearly defined downtrend and find out that the arms ratio is like 0.50, 0.60, 0.70. Those numbers would be interpreted as could be interpreted as bullish, but that's an ongoing slaughter that's going on there, because they're eventually going to have to get high numbers, so they're just going to get an acceleration to the downtrend. And so you have to remember that there's actually four different interpretations. There's the normal one they're talking about, which is under normal circumstances, it's probably okay. But then when you get into trends that are going wildly up or wildly down, the implications turn out to be exactly opposite. And those situations turn out to be extremely helpful for an independent trader or an independent investor, because they give you an immediate forecast of something that is going to happen in line with the trend that exists, and that's usually the safest way to trade. Okay, so keep those things in mind, and remember, if you can look at this site every now and then, you might or you can get TRIN almost anywhere. You don't have to go to this site. This site that I have at the Wall Street Journal is good because they hold the data for 24 hours. But most any service will tell you what the arms ratio is, although sometimes they call it TRIN because that's the generic name for it. Okay, that's it for today. So we look for one day that's at least up on Wednesday. And then, you know, you look at the trend and see how that's going for the next few days and see how much momentum you can get going into the latter part of September. Bye-bye.